I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you because you are
a Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Muslim Lady on IRIB English Radio. And this is Sister Zinat. And with me, I have a special guest of honor, Sister Nasreen. Assalamu alaikum, sister. How are you?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you very much.
So the topic is decision making. How can a woman take a decision, whether it's business or for doctors or vaccination? So we are going to discuss on this today. In the communities or the businesses or the corporate world or politically or jobs. So ladies, if you have any kind of this kind of issues, you can listen to this topic. You know, this is really going to help you, you know, because when you're working in non-Muslim country and then they keep thinking, how can they do that?
We have our laws and the country has its laws.
Yes.
And as long as we're not infringing in the country's laws, yeah, we live our life the way we have to. We have our certain laws that we have to abide by and not, you know, don't cross over any, you know, dangerous barriers, which are there for our protection. And if something that we're deciding to do seems to be conflicting with the law of our religion, then we don't do it. And I think that Muslims who are living in the West will consult with their deen and with
religion,
their resident alim about what do they do in this situation. Perhaps what you're talking about is a person who perhaps is not strong enough to say no.
Yes, that's true.
You know, and the same thing. It's like these are barriers. It's the armor that protects us against going in the wrong direction. You know, I have also been to certain shops, you know, talking about an ethical situation here. I have been to certain shops where they had a picture of a certain company that we're supposed to boycott.
Uh-huh,
you know,
wow.
Because all Muslims should be boycotting. Otherwise, you fall into the danger of being one of those oppressors that the Imam talks about.
Yes.
Imam Ali talks about. He said, those oppressors are either the one who commits the oppression, those who are silent, or those who are helping.
Yes,
so you become the helper.
Helper, yeah, very silent.
So I've walked, stormed sometimes into these shops and say, hold on a minute. Why do you have that on the door? And they said, well, the customers want it. I said, what's that got to do with you?
Yes.
So he said, well, they want it. You have to supply it. I said, why do you have to supply it? You know, because I'm not very blind. I'm very straightforward.
Yes.
But I don't. I didn't talk to him like aggressively. I talked to him like in a jovial way.
Yeah,
you know, like,
nice way.
Hold on a minute. What's that on your door?
Okay.
Aren't you a Muslim? And I said, you know, whatever the customers want, that is from their own understanding, their own knowledge, their own perspective.
Oh, Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh, Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're responsible. In whether boycotting, some people use the answer, for example, boycotting, oh, everything belongs to them, right?
That's yes, yes, heard
you know,
that, everything.
But we are not responsible for everyone.
Yeah.
You are you.
Yeah.
One person, and you have certain responsibilities and duties. So if you're doing it, you don't need to worry about if it's successful or not. You need to question yourself, did you do it?
Yeah.
Did you
help
the the friend or the enemy.
Okay.
And that's it. That's all we need to know. So we in each, it's an ethical decision.
Yeah.
You see how far the question, the decision is along the lines of the ethics of Islam or not.
Yeah. You don't have that in the shop. But was it mandatory for that guy to have those products on the
No.
It was his choice.
It was...
His choice.
His...
Maybe he earns
greed.
A lot with that.
I call it
greed.
The greed.
Okay.
You know, so, more customers.
And
are
the way
come
he off. Answered was like, because the customers want, said, was like, because of the customers, he was a little bit forced
no,
to
he
have
wasn't.
That.
We're never forced.
Okay,
we're
okay.
We're not forced. You know, it's not the situation of, for example, let's say the example of a gas station where they have to supply certain things.
Yeah.
Or, you know, for example, some of these restaurants, sandwich restaurants, they are only allowed to supply a certain company's products.
Yes.
In drinks.
Yes.
In beverages.
Yeah.
You know, well, I wouldn't have that refrigerator. You know, it comes with the refrigerator, actually.
Yes, yeah.
Right? Don't have it.
But I think
there are always ways around it.
Oh, there are ways around it. You can just talk to them and say, I don't want the refrigerator because I don't want to whatever the reason
is. They will try to push you.
Yeah.
It's just like, for example, vaccinations.
Yeah.
You know, when I had my children, there's some people that were really forced. I stood by and I said, I'm not going to have it. And that's my philosophical decision. In the school, I went to a notary public and I had the notary public say, this is my philosophical decision.
Huh.
And my son went to school.
Yeah, he did.
There is never a situation where you are forced, especially today. There are so many rights and so many understandings of freedom around the world.
But people don't know. People don't know.
They fear.
Yes, they fear. That's
it's
true.
Fear.
Yeah.
We should not give in to fear. Fear is there to tell us, I need more knowledge on this situation.
Now you're talking about vaccination.
Then the fear will go. Any situation, decision
Even in
making.
The West, without vaccination, they don't take you in the schools.
No, now, that was in the West.
That was in the West.
That was in the West.
Oh, but you still went inside. Oh, you. I mean, you did not.
I went to a notary public.
Huh.
I had a stamp made. I signed that it's a philosophical decision not to give my son vaccinations, and my son went to school.
Wow, this can be a good example.
Three schools.
Wow. This can be a good example for every mother out there who don't want to give certain kind of vaccination to their kids. There are people who don't want
every,
to give certain.
Every
vaccination.
The only vaccination I allowed was, and that's not a vaccination, vitamin K.
Oh, okay.
Anything else, read the literature out there. There's obviously, it's a very controversial issue.
It is.
However, there's enough information. My father was a alternative healing, a homeopathic doctor. So when he lived in Canada and he was part of the Association of Alternative Doctors in Canada, there was a big movement against vaccinations at that time. And this is not something
where,
new.
Where
this
was
is like
that?
25 years, people know this.
Yes.
You know, it's not new. This was Canada, Toronto, I said.
Okay.
And there is evidence to say that it causes autism.
Wow.
You know, it is a causative agent. I'm not going to say that it does or doesn't. I'm just saying that there is evidence out there. There are websites out there. There are books out there that are saying this. Do your homework.
Yeah.
They're not your law.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
We have a responsibility over our body,
yes.
Over our mind, over our religion, over our everything. So we're free. Why do we want to enchain ourselves into even a medical situation? Doctors don't always know the answers.
Yes,
why do we think they
not.
Do?
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of situations, I know one situation where there was a sister who was sick. We don't realize the strength of all our help and our Quran and the Ahlul Bayt and, you know, and her cancer was gone 6 months later.
Wow.
The doctor was absolutely
surprised.
Astounded.
Yeah, wow.
You know, and I know two other people like that from the same family, not the same family as that person, another family. They're young, under the age of 30. And they decided to ignore it.
Because, yeah.
They decided to ignore it, not completely ignore it, not being foolish, but they said they engulfed themselves within the Quran and duas.
That's it.
2 years later, there was nothing, no trace of it in their body.
Because cancer goes with chemo, and chemo gave with all goes of medication, where you loses your good cells, like your hairs and
okay,
so
you,
many things.
If you go the direction of putting more...
it's painful, though.
If you put more poisons in your body.
Yeah.
Yes. But I mean, I'll just speak for my father. He was an alternative doctor, and he treated cancer... because we don't heal, Allah heals, we treat. He treated cancer with Reiki and acupuncture and reflexology.
Wow.
And, you know, all these different methods. And one situation, it was about the size of an apple in the brain.
Wow.
It was gone. That patient will lose that. You know, this is an ethical decision. And he chose to do what was best for this patient in not telling her, because she asked him to treat her anyway.
Yeah.
Because she would lose her energy towards worry and fear.
Yeah.
And this way, it healed her.
Wow. So what kind of a doctor is that? Is herbal doctor your father was?
Multi-treatment?
Multi-treatment, okay. So
he was a homeopath.
Homeopath
and acupuncturist and herbalist.
Everything.
Reflexologist, or everything together. Yeah.
So basically with these things, with these doctors...
You know, there is something in the West, in the alternative medicine. You know, the Muslims and sisters are deciding to take control of their life.
Yes.
And not turning to... This is the point of this discussion, that we're deciding to make our own decisions and not allowing other people to say, we know better.
Than you, your
own
body.
Nobody knows better. Yeah. Allah knows better and Allah guides.
Thank you so much,
So we
sister.
Need information.
Yeah.
But we do not need to do any treatments or any type of thing that is around us that we do not feel comfortable in.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So we have been talking about the Muslim woman. Can they refer to Islam and decision-making about their businesses or corporate businesses or communities? You have been listening to Muslim Lady on IRIB English Radio. Please don't forget to visit our website at www.parstoday.com/en. Please click on Call of Islam and you will get all the episode. Stay tuned again for another exciting topic. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Who is the lover?
Allah.
Who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah.
Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. To Allah is our return. La ilaha
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity. Quran speaks about women.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female and made us into nations and tribes so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger, to Allah is our return.
The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.